Welcome back to Pajamas Radio. And in today's installment, we're going to be talking about the full book and three specific topics on the book. Our first topic is, of course, going to be the build-up of the plot. Our second topic is going to be how clueless Bruno was. And our third topic is, most importantly, the ending of the book and how that affected us. So I'm going to pass it over to Sam Lyons, who's going to start explaining the build-up of the book.
Alright, so for me, I think for all of us, the build-up of the book was extremely slow. I felt like if you think about it, the structure of the book was climbing action, climbing action, climbing action, then climax, and then in the 216-page book, there was 3 pages of falling action. So it was mostly just a build-up, getting ready for, like, the huge drop, the climax, and then it really just ended there. So
yeah, I'd say the same thing. I'd say the first probably 200 pages were not fun to read,
yeah,
and they were extremely bland, but it was all a setup by the author to make the ending of the book have such a big effect and really make the book better. But I still think the start was super slow. It took 100 pages to really start to get to the meat of the book.
Would you say that the ending of the book and how it built up, were you meant to experience Bruno as a person?
Yes. So I think really what made the ending so impactful was because, you know, we really got to know Bruno.
And his cluelessness.
Yeah. And if you just skipped right to the end and you didn't have that build-up, it wouldn't have the same effect, because I would have felt like I didn't really know him as well as
yeah.
I did.
It would just be like, oh, a kid died. Good job.
Well, okay.
Well, it was quite a harsh ending, but the cluelessness of Bruno contributed mostly to that harsh ending, and you were sort of screaming at him throughout the book, what on earth are you doing? Please turn around and realize what's happening. So, Maxi, I know you're very passionate on this topic. What exactly do you feel about this?
I think he should have lived, because then his father would have realized, oh, crap, this is what happens when you don't educate your kid, and you live next to a camp that systematically kills people by burning their lungs out with gas.
All right, thanks for the detail, Max. I feel like I honestly felt, I know this sounds extremely cruel, I felt like they kind of had to die. Just because, like, if you think about it...
Somewhat.
Like, do you think the end... I don't think I would have really gotten anything from the book if, like, it was just a near-death experience and then everything was good again. No, that kind
yeah.
of... That, I feel like the ending was kind of 95% of why the book became a bestseller. If it had gone well... If the ending went well, it wouldn't have had the same effect on people.
But I still think that it was super abrupt, and they didn't spend enough time in the camp before it was all over. So that part I didn't really like, and it was especially depressing because the two people that you get to know throughout the book and the two main characters died together in a gas chamber, so it's like depressing. And also what made it so annoying was how he kept looking back and was like, oh, I need to go home to go to dinner.
I need to go home.
And then
I need
he
to
just didn't, and then he ended up dying, because it was like, it's like you wanted to like be in the book and tell him like, all right, Bruno, leave, you're gonna die now, so
yes.
get out of there.
Or just take his place. Like, Shmuel's like, no, we have to find my papa.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I would have just been like,
because
screw your papa,
like,
he's
oh.
dead, I'm going home.
I see
so
where you're
I'm not
from.
Dead.
I see where you're coming from, but do you feel that Bruno stayed in the camp because of his promise to Shmuel as his best friend?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
so
what I was just going to talk about.
Screw
so
friends. I'm
how
going.
Earlier in the book, he had Bruno had abandoned his friend when he had said that Shmuel had just taken the food when he was cleaning the glasses at the start, but it was really Bruno gave it to him, but Bruno didn't want to get in trouble with Lieutenant Kotler, so he felt the need to help Shmuel find his dad, and it ended up killing both of them.
Yeah, so, like, I kind of noticed that if you look at the setup of the book from the beginning and, like, the past events in the book, it really, from the beginning, it set the ending up for what it was. Like, for example, he was, had a very adventurous spirit. He wanted to become an explorer. He was lonely. He had no friends. And right next to him was a concentration camp filled with boys his age. And that kind of set him up for, because he was lonely, becoming friends, because of the adventurous spirit, going to help his friend. And then, again, because of his new friendship, staying with his friend. And that led him to the ending that happened.
I feel like that's what his dad should have realized. Like, or his mom. I think if they had paid any attention, then they would have realized if he's looking for friends and he likes to explore, can't keep him in a house and a yard. Like, that's just not going to work.
Yes, now that we're halfway through the segment, I'd like to touch on something that happened halfway through the book. It was a smaller scene, but it expressed quite what Bruno was taught from his dad. And it was when he said to Shmuel, "Oh, I'm German. That makes me better than everyone else."
Mm.
How do you feel that this sort of attitude of German dominance affected the book?
Well, I don't really think that either of them understood. Like, I don't think Bruno understood what Jews really were. All he knew about Jews and people like Shmuel were that they were quote-unquote evil from what he has heard from his dad.
Oh, he didn't
know that. And Gretel, yeah, his...
He didn't feel it in his heart.
He didn't feel it in his heart, but that's what Gretel... That's what Gretel said, and that's what his dad said. All he had said is that they were evil. And I don't think that Shmuel really understood who the Germans were. He obviously knew them better than, like... Bruno knew Jews because he had been living in the camp and the soldiers were German, so I think he kind of knew about Germans, but I still don't think they both really understood, like, where each other came from.
Yeah, so kind of adding on to that point, so Bruno was very dismissive of Shmuel's story of how he had arrived at the camp. And I feel like that was mostly because he was in a very... Bruno was in a very
He's
rich
in a very,
country.
Like,
he lived a...
type of
yeah, he,
mindset.
All he knew his entire life was luxury. He kind of stayed in the same luxurious part of Berlin his entire life. And then he just really couldn't, like, wrap his mind around
the
horrible living conditions. He just thought that wasn't possible.
Yeah, and this kind of brings up how clueless Bruno was in the story, because his parents, his whole entire life, had been keeping everything about what his father does and, like, what goes on next to their house, like, under wraps, so he doesn't figure that out because they don't want him to know. And, I still don't think if he had even... knew, like, what had been happening in the camp, I don't think he'd be able to, like, really process it and really understand what the real situation was.
That is a great observation, and I feel that the story really touched on his transition from thinking about only himself and his dominance to how he started to think about others and the world around him. Do you feel that this is a major theme in what the author is trying to convey throughout the book?
You know, I don't really have an answer for that. Can you repeat the question again?
Do you feel that Bruno's growth and development as a person and thinking about people around him was part of the author's plan and sort of message with the book?
Well, I mean, I don't really think... I feel like he grew as a person, as in, like, he developed more moral values of friendship.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, his, like, understanding of what was happening around him and his other values, I don't really feel changed that much during the book.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think even, like, him understanding and turning into a friend of Shmuel's was, that's also kind of part of, like, the dramatic irony of it, where we're thinking, no, like, stop being so friendly to this kid. It's clearly leading you down the wrong path. Just up and leave.
So, we're in the final 2 minutes of our segment, and We have to talk about the ending, of course. How did that personally affect you, and how you saw the whole book as a whole, and the experience of actually reading it just by the sudden shock of what happened?
So it really shocked me emotionally. So first of all, it jarred me more emotionally because they were together, and I mean, like, that kind of, like, final touching moment between them. And then, like, the next chapter, they were, like, both gone, and it was, like, a couple of months later. I felt like that really just, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a good job wrapping up, and as you said earlier, I don't think it would have been a good ending if they had stayed alive and maybe had, like, gone back to Berlin. I don't think it would have been as affecting. But I still think the ending was very depressing.
Yeah, I agree with Ryan. It was kind of depressing. Like, you're just sitting there thinking, you're so dumb. Just...
Well, that will do it for this segment on Pajamas Radio. It was a very, very depressing book, I'd say. But we'd like to get at least one comment on the movie.
Yeah, so the book, in comparison to the movie. So we all watched the movie. I think it was, how long ago was it? It was...
Maybe like a week ago, we had finished it. Like last Wednesday or Thursday. And I think that, like Sam said, the ending was very good. But I think that because we read the book first, it gave us a better sense of the story, and when we watched the movie, it helped us visualize and, like, see what the story was visually, because throughout the book, you think and you infer, like, what the camp looks like what the house looks like how the characters are, and I think it just really helped you understand the story.
So, yeah, so just to add on to that, I feel like, as a whole, the book was better in that, like, it had a lot of that inferring, like, it was all through the lens of a 9-year-old, and so he doesn't understand the Holocaust, but today we understand the Holocaust, so we know much more about what's going to happen than him. The movie really couldn't capture that, but I feel like the ending of the movie was, like, a lot more dramatic in that kind of...
It made up for the lacking.
Yeah, it made up for the lacking, but I feel... Like, I wouldn't have nearly gotten as much from the movie as if I had not read the book before.
Alright, so that's the official ending of Pajama Radio segment. And I can clearly see that you're all emotionally shocked by some of the things in this book. An important tea time to make, so adios.